Okay, so we're starting the seventh gana, right?
Yes.
Wow. Page 81. We'll be using this Bhatu Manjari also, if you have it. In this conjugation, na is inserted between the radical vowel and the final consonant before the strong and the nakara, right, before the weak terminations. The rules about the changes of letters given in lessons 9 and 10 ought to be observed in independent determinations. So, one more time. We're going to go again.
There's always going to be, the question I had when I read that was, there's always going to be a final consonant because we know that in 237, is there always a final consonant?
No, because remember in the second gana, for instance, some of the roots like ya ended in a.
Wow.
And then the thing is that there's no, in terms of the gana sign is not going to have an ending.
Right.
Right, so that's the thing.
Right, and there's no gana sign here, really.
And for the second...
The root is always going to have a...
The root will always end in a consonant in the seventh gana.
Right.
Because it's going to insert a nasal, mm-hmm. right? And so that therefore it has to always end in a consonant.
Right.
But if you just take a quick look at the roots on page 86, you can just see these are the major roots in the seventh gana. There aren't a lot of roots, I don't think, in the seventh gana. But all of them end in a consonant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that means we're always going to have
right.
some sort of Sunday rule.
Right.
Remember in the second gana, they gave the first... The first two chapters of the second gana were dealing with roots ending in a vowel.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them are roots ending in consonant.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all the difficulties come in. That's
right.
why they say we are going to have to be referring to lesson, all of those rules in lesson 9 and 10. Okay, so the first one is this root, thra, it actually means to kill, to destroy. So here, number two. The original nasal of the root is dropped. That's important to remember. Or that can get confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Three. Ne is inserted before the final of thr instead of the nakara when it is followed by the consonantal strong terminations. Just look quickly. It's page 105 in your book. In your dhatu. Ugh. Gosh, all of these rules come into play. Well, okay, first notice the A, the it's not nut, it's nay in all
yeah.
of the strongs.
Yeah.
That's clear,
yeah.
right? And then for these others, remember this root ends in a ha. Huh. And for the roots that end in a ha,
right.
there's a whole set of
changes.
Of changes starting on page 56, I think. Page 56, Roman numeral 1. The ending ha of a root is changed to da, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When it is followed by any consonant except a nasal or a semi-vowel. So that's where we're getting the da.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one, the initial ta or ta following a soft aspirate of the fourth or the fourth letter of the root is changed to da.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a lingual and a dental coming together, right? And so the dental, da, is going to change to da.
Mm-hmm.
Then number Roman numeral 3 on page 57, da followed by da is dropped, right? And the preceding vowel, except ra, if short, is made long. But here the preceding vowel is ra,
mm-hmm.
okay? Remember all of this?
Mm-hmm.
So remembering that, let's just take a look at thra. So thra ne di, right? So we've got the ne, so there's nothing going on there. You see the one da is dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Ta goes to da, and double da, one of them drops.
Mm-hmm.
Thra ne di, thrindaha. Well, this is, remember they start at the third person?
I was getting so confused with the media.
I know.
Like, oh. confusing.
Oh my God.
Titahanti.
Not Mivamaha.
Yeah, no. Very confusing. But this is actually how they do it in Sanskrit. They always start with the third person.
Oh, they do?
But in the West, we start with the first person. Okay. And so a lot of the books for the West, like this one included, starts with the first person. Oh. So let's look at Titahanti. So Trinadi, Trindaha, Trinhanti. There's a special rule that we learned with Hun, where the na goes to Anuswara.
Oh,
where's
that?
Alright. Looking for that rule. Okay, it's on page 59. In the body of a word or grammatical form, the nakara and makara are changed to the nasal of the class to which the following letter belongs and to an anuswara before ha, sa, sha, or sha. That's where we get the anuswara, because normally na won't change to an anuswara. Right? That's right, isn't it? Yeah, that's exact. That's right. Trinhanti.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Then Trinakshi. Trinakshi.
Oh, I was going to go through all those.
That's with all of the changes.
Yeah,
as I get to the ksh. That's all we have to remember. We've gone through this so many times that anytime we see a root ending in a ha, we're going to know lots of changes are coming for that second person.
Look at 57.4, Roman numeral 4. Da or sha, followed by the sakara, is changed to ka.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yep.
Since it changes to ka, then that ksha is going to come. We know that, right? Yeah, the sa will change to ka.
Yeah.
So trinakshi, the ek is hard because of strong. Then trindaha, this is all the same. If you can do trinadi or trindaha, you can do these others. Trindaha, trinda, trinehmi, trinvaha, trinmaha. There's nothing there, right, except understanding the na changing to anuswara before ha.
Is there in the second person singular?
Yeah.
Is there an anuswara on top there?
Where? Trinakshi.
No. Second person singular.
Are you sure you
trinvaha?
Mean?
I'm just wondering.
Oh, you mean the first person.
Trinvaha.
It's an anuswara above the thri.
Oh, there is an anuswara.
Yeah.
Right.
That's because of the na that's inserted, right?
Okay.
That na that's inserted changes to an anuswara by the rule we just read.
Yes, the same thing as trinhanti, but I wasn't sure the anuswara.
It is an anuswara there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's basically it. Let's go ahead and just look at the imperfect so that you remember that in the imperfect for the whole second group, the imperfect endings of the third person and second person are dropped, right?
All right.
Remember that, and then you have, once they're dropped, then you have the ha changing to da. The ha changes to da by one on 56, and then the da has to go to its first or third,
mm-hmm.
right, which is going to be ta or da.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just remember, look at rule page 56, number 1, the ending ha of a root is changed to da, right? That's the important rule there. Then you have to go into finals. What happens to a final da? It's got to change to the first or third. Right, you can't end a word in aspirate.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll change to the first or third lingual. That makes sense for everybody?
Yeah.
If you go to page 67, The is and it of the second and third person singular of the imperfect are dropped after a consonant. And then number two, any consonant except the nasal at the end of a word or form is changed to the first or third of its class, and sh is changed to tarda. The first part we know just by regular Sundi. The second part, you have to kind of memorize that, that a lingual sh is changed to tarda. I think for all of the others, the Sundays are, there's no new Sunday. You have to remember for the imperative that the second person singular, he is replaced by D for the first, for the second group. But there's, I don't see anything, any extra Sunday that you have to know there. You agree? Mm-hmm. You okay, Kiki? Mm-hmm. Virginia? Okay. All right, let's go to Rund then. We'll just read through it, and then he has all the changes in the paragraph below. Mm-hmm. So remember the na and the nakara. Know that the lingual na is because of the ru. Runadmi, because of the rakara there, the ru. Runadmi. Rundvaha. Rundmaha. Nothing there. Just straight, right? Mm-hmm. Then runatsi. There's nothing there either except regular sundi. Da is going to go to the takara because of the sa, right? It'll go to its first because sa is hard. So runatsi. Then rundaha. Here we've got this whole thing. Wait a minute. Okay, well, look, he explains this in the bottom. So this is where the ta goes to da and all that, so we'll have to go read through that. Then runda, then runadhi, rundaha, so rundanti. So that transposition of the letters, the ta going to da and then da going to da, we have to see. So let's look at it. Urud plus t goes to runad plus t, nakara being strong, runad plus t by one above. Then runad plus d by 256. Let's refer to that again. 256 is the initial ta or ta of a termination following a soft aspirate where the fourth letter of a class is changed to da. And since rud is a soft aspirate, right? It's now the ta is following a soft aspirate, so it changes to da by this to number 50 on page 56. So you get runad plus d, which then comes to runad d, just by simple sundi. He says 6, page 58. What's that? Da or sha? Oh, that's a different one. Okay, now by 6, page 58. Runad d. Or runad d. By 6, page 58. Oh, I see. Sorry, it's in the wrong place. In the body of a word, grammatical forms of preceding consonant, oh, this is just regular Sunday, except a nasal, substitutes the third or soft unaspirate of its class when followed by the third or fourth letter. Right, it's got to go down to its unaspirate. Mm-hmm. Is that clear for... for runadhi? Okay. Then rundaha, similarly. In runatsi, the da is changed to ta by regular, just sundi that we've done forever since the first book. Okay, so the only thing to remember is that a termination beginning with ta or ta changes to da if it's followed by if it's following an aspirate, a fourth letter. And if it's following a fourth aspirate, it's following a fourth letter, an aspirate, then that aspirate has to go to its unaspirate because it's followed by an aspirate, right? You can't have an aspirate. Mm-hmm. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. You okay, Virginia? Yes. Let's go to the imperfect. Ambama. Arunadam. That's nothing, right? Mm-hmm. Arundwa. Nothing. Arundma. It's just semi-vowel and nasal are usually accepted from a lot of these rules. So it's just, there's no sandhi, it just adds straight on. Then remember the imperfect, the ending drops. And so you have arunaha. In the second, you have this option, arunaha, arunat, arunad. The dha goes to ta or da, we'll see the rule for that, but in the second person, there's an option of it changing to visarga. Okay, we'll see exactly what that is. Then arundham, arunda, those are the same as above. Arunat, arunad, by that rule of the ending ta or sa, endings beginning ta or sa drop. Arundham, I mean for the second and third person singular. Then arundham, arundham, arundan. So it's only, we only need to review again the second and third person singular. So let's look at that next page. Third person singular, arunad, arunad, the termination ta being dropped by one, page 67. I like to look at them over and over again. The is or it of the second and third person singular of the imperfect are dropped after a consonant. That's right. So then we get arunat or anudad, arunad by 2, page 67, which is any consonant except the nasal at the end of a word or form is changed to the first or third of its class, which is the general rule. Sha is changed to ta or da. Okay. Arunat, arunad. In the second person, the da is optionally changed to visarga by 3, page 69. The ending da of a root is optionally changed to repha or visarga in the imperfect second person singular. So then we get three, that's why we get three forms. The first rule is going to go to the first or third. The second rule is if the ending is a da, dental da, it will go to the repha optionally. That's why you get three forms.
So, actually, I'm sorry, I didn't understand how you get there. I get to where we have arunat, the ta is dropped, and then arunat dash the by two, by, you know, that any consonant except nasal.
Goes to the first or third of its class, right? So you would end up with, first you would have arunad. Arunad.
Right.
Then
right,
that'll go to the first or third. So that's the ta
or da.
The or the. Then you have another rule.
But when I just had a question on that one. Goes to first or third. Mean that means those are the two optional forms in arunat or okay. So that's,
but then there's a third.
Right, with the visarga.
Yeah. If the root ends in a da, after all this is said and done, if it's a dental da, it can go to the visarga also. So then you have three forms.
Right.
And that was by number 2 on page 67. How was that? No. It's by...
No, it's 3 and 69.
3 and 69. The ending da of a root is optionally changed to repha or visarga. Repha, the ra changes to visarga, you know, in the imperfect second person singular. So that's how you get that third form.
So then we could have gotten ra as well.
Well, the ra will automatically change to visarga. That's why he says repha or visarga, not that there's two.
Okay.
Repha will change to visarga.
Okay.
So it's actually changing to repha, but in usage it'll be visarga. Yeah. Okay, the rest of these, if you look in the imperative and potential, there's nothing there. You have to remember that in the second person, the affix is, the ending is di, not he, in the second person singular, the imperative. But it's following the same sandhis exactly. Let's see, look in the Atmanapada and see if you can see anything that's different. There's no new sandhi there, it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can we move on from mm-hmm. root? Mm-hmm. Let's go to anj. Anj, I think it means to stain.
Means disdain.
To stain. To stain something, to smear or stain. Let's see what they have. Oh, they have anj to anoint. It's often used also to stain. Mm. Yeah. And then with vyanj. Vyanj, to make manifest or to lay open. Vyanj. Okay, anyway. I lost my place. Okay. Anj, present third person singular, is anakti. The nasal being dropped by 2, page 81, mm-hmm. right? And ja changing to ka by 97. That's a pervasive Sandhi rule. Mm-hmm. Okay. So anakti. Imperfect is anak, anag, right? Mm-hmm. The third person singular and the imperative. Oh, so imperfect third person singular, also in the second person, mm-hmm. it's going to be anak or anag. Because the ending drops, and you're going to go to the first and third. Ja will always go to ka or ga. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless there are some exceptions, we don't go to the to sha. Mm-hmm. But usually it'll go to ka or ja. Mm-hmm. So that's why you get anak. The a is from the affix of the a, right? The augment. So anak or anag. The imperative is going to be ang di. Ang di. That's where the ja is going to go to ga.
Do you have ang di or ang di?
It should be ang. Oh, I'm sorry. It's ang di. I was still in the imperfect for some reason. Ang di. The ga is going to change the na to nga. Go to page 104 in our book. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see if we get this. Let's start with the present tense. So it's that we know that the ja is going to be going to ka or ga, mm-hmm. right? That's clear. And then we've got the na in the first, and the nakara in the weeks. In the strongs we have none, the nakara we have, in the weeks we have nakara. Mm-hmm. So anakti is clear, there's nothing there, right? Anaj goes to anak, goes to anak because of the t. Mm-hmm. And then we have the root, the nasal here, the nasal is going to change to nga because of the ka. Consonant, so antaha. And then anj. Now it's the nasal is nya because of the ja. Mm-hmm. Right? Anjanti. It looks like, but you have to remember the root is anj.
Yeah.
But that nya has dropped. Mm. And now we have the na of the guna sign.
Right.
But the na of the guna sign is going to be changing according to by regular Sunday. By what's following. Mm. So the na will change to nga before ka, to nya before ja. Mm. So anjanti, and there's conjunct consonant because it's weak. Then anakshi, again the ja changes to ka, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and then the sa changes to sha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anakshi. And then anktaha, ankta. There's no problem with bringing the guttural and the dental together. So, anktaha, ankta, anajmi, no problem there. Then, anjvaha, anjmaha, no problem because semi-vowel and nasal is not causing any type of a sandhi. Clear for everybody? Mm-hmm. Let's go to the past tense.
I'm sorry, what was the semi-vowel and the nasal? What was the
semi-vowel? You know, in the first, the semi-vowel is va, and the nasal is ma. So in the mi vaha maha, mm-hmm. semi-vowels and nasals aren't causing any type of a sandhi.
Okay.
It's not causing anything to happen to the jaw. There's nothing that we have to do. It can add straight on, which is often the case, you know, with nasals and semivowels. They don't cause sundi like a lot of the others, like the palatals or the...
Because they're accepted from the rules, right?
They're often accepted from the rules, and even in general sundi, they're not going to cause the tongue twisters, you know, that the palatal, the lingual, and the dental cause with each other. They affect each other.
Right.
But often, you know, the nasals and the semivowels don't affect in the same way at all. Also, the gutturals and the palatals don't. The gutturals and the labials are often...
the middle three.
Okay, so you were in the first person line then, right?
That's right.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got confused. I thought you were still in the middle.
First person, which is the uttama, that's at the bottom.
Right.
Let's look at the imperfect. The a is from the augment. So taking vriddhi. So anak or anak, because the sa or ta in the first and second, in the third and second person drop. And then you have to go to your first and third. Because of the ja will go to the guttural, right? So the first, it's going to be the first or third guttural, because ending vowel, and ending consonant. Anak, anag. Then, so it's it tam un. So here, anak tam. Ankh tom, sorry. There's really nothing there. The nasal's going to ng. Ta adds right on. Tom adds right onto the ka. Ankh tom. And then un begins with a vowel, so anjun. No sundi. Right? Then anak, anag. Then ankh tom. And ankh ta. Same as the others. Right? Istamta, and first person, anajam, anjwa, anjma, nasandi, and in ambama.
Right.
First person's always easy because there's not really any sundi. Vowel, nasal, semi-vowel, and nasal. So. Let's look at the imperative to, we'll forget the tot, we have to find out about that. To, tom, unto. Remember, it's in the third gana that that nasal drops in all of those, that it would be atu. In the parasmipeda. Only in the third gana does the nasal drop of the third person plural. So, anak, to, nothing. Ankh tam, anjun tu. Now remember, in the imperative second person is di instead of he. So anagdi. Angdi. It's weak.
Angdi.
Not because of the ga. Angdi. Antam. Anta. Anajani. Anajava. Anajama. Aniava ama. Strong, all strong, remember? In imperative, they're all strong.
Oh.
Ani, ava, ama. Yes. So, anaj is going to be your base.
Yeah.
Anaj plus ani, ava, ama.
Yeah.
Potential's no problem because it all begins with ya. So it's just making the same conjunct consonant between ja and ya. Jyat and jyat and jyatam and jihu, etc. That's not a problem. Okay.
Potentials are usually easier, right?
Really easy.
Yeah, they are.
Because ya doesn't have a problem sundi, and the amine, but it's long e.
Right.
So.
With an e, we should have sundi, right?
No, usually because there would be a sundi if the root begins with ends with a vowel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there would be.
Right.
Yeah. And then there's sundi rules like the e goes to ia or. The E will go to Ia, or just in some certain cases, just turn to Ya. Remember, there's specific rules for that.
And the imperative mood, the second person singular.
Yeah.
That guttural na is.
It's because of the ga. Ga is a guttural. And so it's weak, right? And so then.
No, that's not my question. I know why it's guttural, but it's definitely. Doesn't have another vowel attached to it, right? It's a slash mark. It's just the.
That's
it's
right.
It's like the N without the na, but then N, like the Repha, the N.
Right.
Okay.
And
I just want to make sure that that's what it is. Okay. It's not.
And that's because it's weak.
Right, because it's weak. And otherwise it would be na if it was strong. Okay.
Exactly.
And then where is the go coming from?
The ja is going to change to ka.
The
right. Guttural.
Oh, the ka is the other form, which is the atat and the...
Yeah, but remember it's going to be ka or ga, depending on what's following. If it's a soft consonant following, it'll be ga. If it's a hard consonant, it'll be ka.
I thought there's the two forms, the ka and ga will make it two forms, like for imperfect second person. You know, you can have anak and anag. So wouldn't it be andhi and ang?
No, because here it's a separate sandhi rule. Here the sandhi rule is you have a soft consonant. It's followed by a soft consonant.
Yes.
And the other, it's just ending.
It's just ending.
And the ka or ga will depend upon what's following it.
Yeah.
If, if a hard consonant follows, it'll be ka. If a
soft consonant, then it'll be ga.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pish.
Pish.
I don't have a number down for pish. I'll have to look in. Maybe we don't have it in here.
We don't.
We don't?
I don't think we do. But...
Okay. Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, what page?
It's
oh,
the
yeah,
one right after
it's 106.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. I'll write that down. Oh, I did have it down. Oops. Yeah, I have it down. 106. Okay, let's see what they say. Pish, third person singular, pinashti. There's nothing there, that's just regular sandhi. The T be changed to T by, that's just the dental lingual sandhi. So we get pinashti. Then imperative second person singular, pish plus D. Then we get pinch plus D.
Pinch.
Then the pinch plus D. Oh, that's okay. This one we know even without knowing any of these special rules. Pinch plus D goes to pinch plus D, right? That's just by dental lingual, right? But now it goes to pinned plus D. You have to remember that the sh changes to da. Or ta by that special rule, instead of going the first or third that it would go to is a da or ta.
Right? Because it's an exception for the sh, right?
That's right. And so now we get pinned plus D, which is pinned D. If you could look at page 6, page 58, just to remember. In the body of a word of grammatical form, the preceding consonant, except a nasal, substitutes the third or soft unaspirate of its class when followed by the third or fourth letter. That we know. But you have to remember, for sh, da is substituted. Da is substituted.
I think the datu has it wrong.
Where?
For the imperative second person singular. They have...
Pindi.
Pindi.
Well,
without
the
double consonant, without the double da. I circled it and made a note.
But
no?
If you have a, let's go through this.
Because I'm just looking at what we just did.
But da followed by da drops, remember? Say if you have, we're in the lalote now, the second person singular, pindi.
Yeah.
Do they talk about it here? Because
well, in our. In this, in Bhandarkar, we have on page 83, imperative second person, and they go through the change, and they end up with pindi, with a double, right? Am I reading that right? Imperative second person, pish plus d, and then pinch plus d.
Right. You're reading it right.
Because where do they get that's the other where do they get an extra? Oh no, it's not extra at all.
Anyway, I circled it in the datu book from.
Well, it's certainly different from.
No, but do you remember? I just want to check on this.
Okay.
The da change the da followed by a da. That was my doubt there.
I thought they're two the same ones.
Oh, I have a note here, not correct. So we went through this before. In this
in the Datu?
In the Datu, because I wouldn't
you
have
made a
that.
Note too.
Yeah, I did. So at some point we said not correct, and we changed it to
Pinda,
the way it's written in Bhandarkar.
Pindi.
Yeah.
Oh no! The problem is that it's the wrong nasal. That he or no? That's not right.
It's on the nasal.
A duh.
Right, it's
a duh.
It's a duh.
Right.
Carol, you're thinking that might be dropping, the dough might be dropping.
At this point, I've gotten confused.
Well, I know, I remember I wouldn't have written it unless we went over it.
Well, Bhandarkar gives it right here.
Yeah, and you're right. Bhandarkar does give it that way.
And he gives it that way, and then I made a correction in my book, so we must have noticed it was wrong in the Datu.
So yeah. Where is the dropping
rule
anyway?
I was just looking at that. I'll show you. Let me... I'm going to put a question right there. But still, that dropping rule isn't...
Don't see.
You know the dropping rule I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Let me just find it here. I was just looking at it.
Plus D.
It's on page 57, 3, number 3.
Oh,
duh followed by duh is dropped, and the preceding consonant except r, if short, is made long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those are the same ones that are dropped. In this case, it's not the same. Right.
Well, wait a minute. Look at page 56. Number 2, the initial ta or ta of a termination following a soft aspirate or the fourth is changed to da. Now we actually have D, okay? We don't have to change anything. The termination is already D, right?
Right.
Then it says, even by that paragraph above, we have like laid plus D.
Mm-hmm.
But this wouldn't be laid plus D. Why am I even thinking? Why am I thinking?
Because da is not going to da here.
Yeah, that's right. That's not going to da.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. Pish is going to pid, mm-hmm. to da, mm-hmm. pind. It's going to pind.
Pind.
Yeah.
Plus
yeah.
D.
D. Right.
It should be pindi. Pind yeah,
D.
You're right.
D.
I see. Let me just
oh,
write
the
it.
Double.
It, see the sh
is the way it should be.
That's where it should
okay.
be. Yeah.
The way Bhandarkar has it.
Yeah,
is
correct.
It's
mm-hmm. correct.
It's not a double anything, right?
No, it's not. It is double.
It is double.
Pinned.
It's the
pinned
one
D.
Word,
right, but they're two different. It's da and her, right?
No.
Well, it's a different. Yeah.
It's an unaspirate da.
Yeah, they're two different consonants. Oh,
yeah.
By double, I thought you meant da repeating the same consonant.
No.
It's da and her.
Yeah. Pinned D.
That's right.
Pinned D. Yeah.
We're taking the non-aspirate and the aspirate, right, from the same.
That's right.
These are
that's
like
exactly
cerebral.
Right. Yeah.
Ones, right?
Yeah.
Whatever, the lingual.
Yeah.
Lingual.
Third and fourth lingual.
Right. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, the conjunct consonant between the third and fourth lingual. Yeah, good. Okay. So the endings are di, tam, di, tam, ta. There's nothing really there. You've got the nasal that changes to the anuswara. Right? By that sandhi that we said, we have to look at that sandhi again. Ha, or the sibilant will change to the nasal will change to anuswara. So we get pinshtam, then the ta goes ta, the ta goes to ta because of the sha. So that's nothing there. Right? Then ani ava ama is nothing. Just adding in the. Okay, I think we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good, I'm glad you saw that. Rich. Oh, I don't have a number for rich. Do you?
No.
We've
got
number. I don't think rich is in here.
No.
So.
What does it mean?
I don't remember.
To evacuate.
It's probably going to be similar to budge number four, because that ends in a budge is on page
107.
So let's just look at what they say first and see. Rich Paris Maipada, present third person singular, Rinach. Then the cha gutter, palatal goes to the guttural. Uranakti. Okay. I bet budge goes to banakti.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's going to be basically the same as budge. Banakti. Runakti. Imperative would be. Yeah, this is the one we need.
Oh, yeah.
Ringdi. Right, ka goes to ga, adds the d, ring d, for budge, bandi.
Bandi.
There's a triple conjunct, nga ga da, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
Bang, bangdi,
bangdi.
Or, yeah, and for rich, rindhi.
Rindhi.
Yeah. This isn't really a problem.
I remember doing these.
Yeah. You know, this is going to be in a... No, yeah.
I just remember these weird, like, triple consonants together.
You know, rich isn't also not going to be really different from unj. Because in unj, remember that that's a jakara.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that the nasal drops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just unj. Here's rich. Right, so you have the same type of sundays.
Because
where the charja go to. Yeah.
What does rich mean?
To evacuate.
Oh, to evacuate, yeah.
How do you know that,
Kiki?
You just
the list. It's
back.
A few pages down, you get the list of
right. To evacuate.
I just looked it up a second ago.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to bid. This is an important one. It's page 113 in our book. Bid to divide, right? This is all beda.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Always used in terms of it, talking about duality.
Mm-hmm.
So 113.
Here, it says to break, right? But we need to divide.
Yeah, to break, to divide, to separate, all of those. what did they say about it? Bid. Third person singular, binakti. That's just the da going to the hard consonant, right? Da will go to ta because followed by hard consonant. So there's nothing there, binakti. Second person singular.
Whoa. Sorry. Is that the car downstairs?
It's somewhere. It's not mine. Mine's much louder.
Okay.
Much more of a racket. Okay, look at the second... Oh, the imperative second person singular that's adding D?
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing either. The ta, you know, the da can stay the same. Adds that it's weak, so it takes the nasal. Bindi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's...
Yes.
Nothing's happening.
Oh, thank you. Okay, let's look at the second imperfect second person. That one is that the tarsa drops in the second and third person. And if the root ends in a dental da, you have the option of it being replaced by refa.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that option? So you have
a binmaha.
Yeah. That's because it's ending in a da, dental da.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the three just in the second person. The other one would be in the third person, would just be a binat or, you know, a binat.
That's like root. The three options.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else on that one? No. take a look at on page 113, just so you can get used to a couple of things here. 113. Mm-hmm. Binatti. There's just dental sandhi, right? Hard consonant. Mm-hmm. Binatti. Bintaha. Oops. Is that a typo? It should be a double. Bintaha. The endings are ti, taha, anti.
Mm-hmm.
So binatti, bintaha.
Right.
You need a double there. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that I can, that I know of. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Look at the imperfect. They're doing the same thing. Taman in the imperfect, you see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why isn't that double? Is there some sandhi that we're not remembering? Or is this wrong? Why isn't it like... You see the problem?
Mm-hmm.
If you have bid, it's clear that bid would go to bint
mm-hmm.
because of the ending tom.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be a bint tom.
Mm.
But all the way through...
No, the imperfect is fine though, right? Which one are you saying?
No, why is it fine? Look at the imperfect.
Abhinat.
That's fine.
Right, oh.
But that's because it's at, tom, un, okay?
Right.
So abhinat, no problem.
Right.
But if you add tom
mm-hmm.
to bid, bid takes the nakara.
So bind.
It should be a double ta.
Oh, abhintam. Abhintam.
Unless... It should... Why would it be different than, like, say, look at the... At the present tense, third person singular,
mm.
abhinatti. See the double ta? Mm. Why don't these others have a double ta? Okay, I think it's wrong, so we're going to have to look further into it, since Bhandarkar doesn't give
right.
an example to make sure there's no some sandhi I'm not, that we don't know about. Because they, do you see how they do that all the way through?
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be, it's not a long na, because it's got to be...
If long, the na would be weak, yeah.
Right.
Not the nakara is weak.
It's kind of weird to see that, the half na, then a half da, and then a whole da.
Yeah, we'll look at Bhandarkar for the imperative second person,
mm-hmm.
singular. It's bindi, okay? So we
yeah.
know that that's given in Bhandarkar. And then if you look at the imperative second person in the dhatu, it's not doubled there.
Oh.
It's just
yeah.
bindi.
Yeah. They're
so
missing the da.
They're,
yeah.
they're missing it. They're missing the double consonants.
Yeah.
In that.
Doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
Unless there's some exception. But look at... on the next page in the Atmanepada, where everything is weak,
mm.
you see in the present tense, the bintse,
mm-hmm.
there they kept the ta.
Mm-hmm.
And look in the imperfect tense, the second person singular,
mm-hmm.
a bintaha,
mm-hmm.
there they keep it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
now look in the lot.
Right,
it's dropped, but look at the third person singular bin tam. It should be bin tam.
Yeah.
They always have bin te. They've dropped it everywhere with no acknowledgement. It doesn't make sense. So
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing in Bhandarkar, and Bhandarkar is doing it.
Maybe does Antoine have it?
Oh yeah, look at Antoine. That's good. Abhinatti. Oh, I know what you can look at. I know what I can look at. I just direct read that book.
Double? Yeah, it has a double.
Mm-hmm. So then this dhatu.
When I was reading the Vedanta Dindima also, I found
it has a double here. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Yeah, so that's probably... Hysterical. Tita and T, they got a typo here too, so they do binet T, right? Then bintaha. They drop one of the toes. Then bindanti, that's okay. But then binet C, bintaha, binta. They keep the double ta. They keep it there. Then, well, here's another sort of. They say me Ned. No, this has got all kinds of typos in it.
Oh God!
God.
Oh my God!
Just a second. Let me find some of these other.
Hi, Chip.
You know, almost all the way through here in these, they have so many examples. They're keeping the double. They're keeping the double tone.
Mm-hmm. Come here, baby girl.
Hi.
Come here.
Come on, hon.
It's okay. You hungry?
Hmm? Always.
Been up to. All right, well. Like they keep it. I'd like to see a full attention. Wow, it's got a lot of holes. How do we do? So we could just...
Oh, Carolina, they have it. Yeah, they keep it. This is... They have the...
Full conjugation.
Present.
Yeah.
Not the full, but at least the present for...
What page?
On page 49.
Of the big book, right?
Of Antoine. 40. So they do have... Mm-hmm. Bintaha.
Okay.
They just have the present.
Oh, good, good, good. But it gives... It sets the... Yeah, they keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to keep it. Yeah, good, okay. Do hints. Page 108 in this book. Hints. Okay. Oh, imperative. Sakara being dropped by one page 41. I don't remember that. One page 41. The preceding sa is dropped before termination beginning with da. I see. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Okay. So the sad drops, and you get hindi. That's mm-hmm. all right. Okay. Because the termination is D, mm-hmm. so sakara drops, so you get hindi. Mm-hmm. The anuswara can be a nasal because of the dental. Okay, hindi. Imperfect third person singular is ahinat. What is the s?
I want hims. Hims. Yeah.
Yeah. The sakar goes to ta or da.
You don't have to drop.
Yeah, the sa and ta endings drop. The c and t endings drop. Or the, I'm sorry, not the, that, the visarga. The is and it ending drops.
Right.
And then for hymns, ahinat, the sakara as an ending is changed to da, but I don't remember the rule for that. Let me go back to that. I don't remember the rule for sa being changed to. I vaguely remember it, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't even say.
It doesn't say for sa. You know, there's the rule on page 67, one, that the sakar and dakar, the second and third of the imperfect, are dropped after a consonant.
Right, that's...
Then the next one. Any consonant except a nasal at the end of a word or form is changed to the first or third of its class. Sha is changed to ta or da. Mm-hmm. But now we have sa. And so maybe there's a general rule. I don't remember seeing that. Oh, here it is. Page 69. Roman numeral 4. The ending sa, sakara, of a root is changed to ta or da before the termination ta and optionally before sa.
All right.
So there's a doubling? No.
It's no, the ending sa of a root, and then the ta or sa drop, right? So there's not going to be a doubling.
Right, okay.
So the sa of hymns itself is changed to ta or da.
Yeah, the ending sakara of a root is changed to takara or dakara before the termination ta and optionally before sa.
So this rule is applied before the termination ta drops.
Yeah, that's right. That's very important in the Panini Sutras, which is going to happen first matters. So now look, the ahinad or ahinad in the imperfect, but the second person singular, which is the sa, is ahinaha.
Mm-hmm.
Or ahinad, ahinad. Because the ahinaha is when the ta or da drop, that zakara will change to visarga, so you get a ahinaha.
Mm-hmm.
And optionally, it will change to ta or da. That's why you get the three forms. Okay. By
that's the
four,
same
page
three
69.
Forms.
Four, page 69. The three forms, the ta or da is the first, and then the visarga is the option.
Where are the three forms, though, like in this book? I'm not understanding the three forms all of a sudden.
It's in the imperative.
Oh, lovely.
What are we doing, hymns?
In hymns, in this Datu book, it's not there, right?
It's not there. Well, how you can take that is that they're not putting the ta-da, but the ta-da is understood first and third. So for the ahinat, just add ahinat, ahinat. Because it'll be ahinat before hard consonants, ahinat before soft consonants.
It looks like they want to because they have a comma.
I know.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Just, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
They've got it all the way down.
Forgot.
But and there's no room for it.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's like my first signal that there's a duh.
Yeah. You can just write a little duh there.
Yeah.
You know,
have the
and for the other one too, ahinat, ahinat.
Right.
In the third
sorry,
person.
I was just getting
no, that's right.
Confused.
That's right.
I was looking at you. You were saying there were three. I'm like, I only see two, but then
the
I looked
imperative
at
imperative also, they have those commas there.
Mm-hmm.
Imperative supposed to have Kadu forms.
Ah.
Oh.
Just take a look at the whole thing on page 108. Hinasti, Imstaha, Instaha, Imstaha, Himsanti. Hinas, Hinasi, huh. What's the matter, Tibby? Imstaha, Himsta, Hinasmi, Himswaha, Himsmaha. That's all. There's nothing there.
Come on, girl.
Go here, baby.
Come and see us.
Oh, you're hungry?
Wait,
you've got food there. I'm sure you do.
Hi, baby. Hi. Hi, aww, sweet peach. It's time for a ride.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, I cannot believe her.
Yeah, you want your rock. What are we
that
doing?
So
nobody's
funny.
Playing with you.
That is so funny.
We can have a break in just a minute, okay?
Come here.
Come on.
Okay. Okay, so we're just looking to see what the meaning, whether the imperative also has the da, right? The three alternates. Is that what we're looking for? We're on the verb hand. And we're just trying to see whether the imperative...
That should be... It should be... The imperative should be... There's a typo there.
It
should be
added.
It should be... The so will drop and it should be hindi. Right by that rule with the so dropping?
Mm-hmm.
Before a dental or something, that sakara drops. We just read that rule. And it's not dwi there, it should be d, aspirate, dental aspirate, hindi. What was that rule that we just read?
Was it
the
69?
Dropping?
4 on 69?
Yeah, I think so. Let me see.
The ending sour root is changed to ta or da before the termination. No, that's not,
no,
that's not,
that's
not
the
one. No, that's not the one.
This is number 3. My page numbers are different, so ending.
The ending.
No.
That's the ending, though. No.
No, that's not it.
Because we're in the imperative.
You know, I started. Now that we're done with this, I finally started typing out all of these rules.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I didn't finish.
Wow.
It seems so like if the Bhandarkar is accurate most of the time, right? That's the one
mm-hmm.
that seems to be
I think
the
so,
most.
Yeah.
And this one maybe has just a few typos, the
yeah.
word book, but that's
yeah.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then
well,
Bhandarkar
is
accurate
except for this one.
Well, that's
more
different.
Than
yeah. Yeah. The first edition is accurate.
That'd be so great once you type up those rules, Carol. I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah, I just started this morning.
Fantastic.
After the fact, I'll give them all to you.
Well, that's great. We'll be ready for them then.
Yeah. You know what? I can't do anymore. I have to take a break.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Wasn't
no, I'm
really, really tired. Yeah.
Yeah.